try to get you a tape out today. Today is the 10th of December. I got your tape of 1 December, or actually you started on the 30th of November and finished it on the 1st of December, which was the tape of Paul and Elizabeth on it. And then I got another tape from you, your tape of the 24th, which was come after the tape of the 30th, so actually it was real late in getting here. But I'll try to fix you up a tape here and get it off today. I'm real sorry it's been so long. It seems like I've really been busy here lately and just haven't had time to do anything. I really did appreciate Paul and Elizabeth talking on the tape. Sounds like they're doing all right and had a real nice visit down in Abilene. They were talking about the Coliseum and the Recreational Center. I was wondering if y'all had been through the Coliseum or through the Recreational Center. Well, just about the time I got started, the telephone rang. You probably heard the telephone ring, and I've got to go over and interview a lieutenant over in the mess hall. Had one of our guys got in trouble over there one night, so I told him I'd be over in about 30 minutes, so I'm going to try to go ahead and finish up this tape and get it off to you before I go over there. Paul was talking about the skiing up at Monarch. Sounds like they got a pretty good deal going up there. If they, whoever was it was that purchased the Monarch ski area, and sounded like they're going to enlarge it quite a bit. Should turn out to be a pretty good skiing area. And I hope that we all can get back up there. I enjoyed that trip up to Salida. Paul was talking about Austin and his trip up to Leadville. You remember our passing through Leadville. And I guess old Austin's really enjoying that visit up there. I'm glad that he can stay with Paul and Elizabeth in Salida. Be sure and tell Granny and Lucy hello for me. Sorry I haven't been able to write to them like I would like to. Just seems like I don't have time. Janet and Clyde, I haven't heard from them in a little while, but I can't blame them because I haven't been writing them like I should either. Jim got to talk a little bit on that last tape y'all fixed up, I guess. I was wondering about how he's doing with his grades down there. He never has mentioned that yet. He's mentioned he's had to work pretty hard on several different projects. I guess he's enjoying his job. Seems like he talks about it quite a bit. I'm glad that he can talk about it. It does mean that he is enjoying his job. Sounds like they've got a new addition to their family with that new dog they got. I guess things really be exciting around their house now with two dogs. I guess JB and Edna kind of had a rough time of it this last year with their maize crop. Didn't turn out too good with the hail on it. I've gotten several letters from Edna, but they all come in a spurt there, and I haven't heard from her in about a month now. Betty and Floyd's new addition to their family sound all right. She come pretty close. She told me when I left she's going to have that baby on my birthday, but she just missed it by 4.5 hours. So I guess she did pretty good. Real sorry to hear about Leonard Redwine. I hope that he can get better. It's a bad situation, I guess. I'll be glad to get any sermons that you can fix up, Paul Smith or Med McKnight, any of them. If you want to go ahead and put them on that large tape, that'll be all right, because we have a large tape recorder here in the hooch now. It's all set up. We've got speakers and everything. So you can go ahead and put it on there. We've got a headset or headphones you can put on, and it doesn't bother everybody else. About that picture of the family portrait y'all made out at Hub out in the back of the pickup, I thought that was real funny. And showed all the guys around here, so they've got a pretty good idea of what my family's like now. No, not really. They thought it was real funny, too. They kid me a lot about it now, but that just helps keep the morale up a little bit, I guess, around here. Sounds like your study of Revelations, you're going to be getting in pretty deep there, I guess. It's pretty hard book to study. It's going to take a lot of study, I guess. I would like to be sitting in on your class. Well, I'll try to answer some of your questions you had on the tape of the 24th of November now. I mentioned earlier that it was late. I didn't get it here till the 8th of December, so you can see it was about 2 weeks in getting here. You ask about the Freona Star, whether I was getting it. I have gotten some of the Freona Star issues. I don't know what the problem is. Seems like I get one about every 2 weeks. I don't think I'm getting all of the Freona Star, but they are about a week late whenever I get them. But I appreciate it and enjoy reading them whenever I do get them. You mentioned something about Dale Simpson coming to Freon and doing some of the preaching while you're in the process of finding a new preacher. I don't seem, the name sure does sound familiar, but I can't place the name in the face. I hope you can find you a new preacher pretty soon. I remember Bill Phillips real well whenever we went up there to Buffalo Lake. He was quite a card. I really did enjoy him. It would be nice if he could come to Freona, but you'll have to understand his situation down there. I guess if they just did get that new building started down there, it would be kind of hard for him just to drop them, run off and leave from down there. Sound like everybody's getting all set to go skiing Christmas. Sound like you're gonna have a real good time. Seems like it's a little more organized this time than it usually is, with the big Christmas supper planned for Christmas night and all the gifts, drawing names and all this. Seems like gonna have a pretty good time. Never seem like I guess you did mention one time something like about 50 people are going this time also. I guess that's a pretty good crew, and I know you'll have a real big time. I don't know that you've ever mentioned where you're going. I guess you're going back to Santa Fe or Taos, I'm not sure. Sounds like Shanelli's really getting around and giving y'all all a pretty hard time. I'd like to see her. I guess she's really grown a lot since I was home and really getting around, giving everybody a pretty rough time. Daddy was talking about he was going to try to go to Lubbock with all those guys to the ball game, and sounded like he had a little problem over there like we have a lot of over here. Don't feel bad, Daddy. It's one of those things, I guess. Well, it looks like this side's about out, so I'll turn her over and see if I can fill up that other side and get this off to you today.